A Jewish businessman in Chicago sent his son to Israel to absorb the culture. When the son returned, he said, "Papa, I had a great time in Israel. By the way, I converted to Christianity." "Oy vey," said the father, "what have I done?" He took his problem to his best friend. "Saul," he said, "I sent my son to Israel, and he came home a Christian. What can I do?" "Funny you should ask," said Saul. "I too sent my son to Israel, and he also came home a Christian. Perhaps we should go see the rabbi." So they did, and they explained the problem to the rabbi. "Funny you should ask," said the rabbi. "I too sent my son to Israel, and he also came home a Christian. What is happening to our young people?" And so they all prayed, telling the Lord about their sons. As they finished their prayer, a voice came from the heavens. "Funny you should ask," said the voice. "I too sent my son to Israel." Discipleship is the message I hear this Sunday. The task of following Jesus, being a Christian. When it comes to deciding who does the homily each week, there is no set schedule. We look at who's available each week, and then we decide who's going to preach. So then you get whatever the readings happen to be for that Sunday. So when I first looked at today's gospel, I thought, what kind of luck is this? The preaching gods are not looking down upon me very well. 3 weeks ago, I had the gospel where Jesus said, "I have come to set the world on fire. I have come to create division and set houses against each other." And then this Sunday, we hear, "You cannot be my disciple unless you hate your father and mother, even your own life. You must carry your cross. Anyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." Two pretty harsh gospels back to back. So I guess you do deal with the cards that you've been dealt. So reflecting on the gospel, I came to the conclusion Jesus lacked good PR advice. Comparing any advertising you have heard, you hear talk about what it takes. Compare any advertising you have heard with Jesus' talk about what it takes to be a disciple. Advertising tries to entice you with comfort and speaks of good things you can have from the product. But Jesus' words make us sound like he wants to make us a Navy SEAL. So what is going on here? As I looked at some commentaries on the gospel, I came across the word hyperbole. Jesus, as a preacher, used the tools of hyperbole and exaggeration to make his point. So if you want to take each and every one of his sayings literally, that can be a challenge. So looking at today's gospel in a broader context, I think Jesus is saying, being my disciple demands a wholehearted, complete commitment without distraction. Jesus was telling the people following him is an all or nothing proposition. He invites them to become free of all that distracts them. They're invited to love and embrace the way of Jesus above, beyond all else. So it is a total commitment, a being all in. And so it comes down to us. We are called to discipleship. So we need to decide whether or not we are ready to make that kind of commitment. Before we make our final decision, we are told to be cautious, calculate the cost of following him, and maybe the cost of not following him. I believe it is a decision that should be pondered and weighed because the cost of discipleship is steep. We are asked to give our lives over for the good of others, to make a commitment to be all in. If we want to look at what that commitment might look like, just look at the Central American migrants who abandon their homelands to seek a new life for themselves and their families. Can we make that kind of a commitment? Are we willing to pay the price today and every day? I would guess that if we clearly calculated the cost and assessed our resources, we might find it too hard to even begin. We ourselves do not have all that we need to be faithful disciples, but Jesus does, and he gives us his grace to follow. So maybe what we are to calculate is not so much what we lack, but what Jesus continually gives us. We can give our all because we need not do it alone. So being a disciple will require struggle and sacrifice. However, we also know the end of the story, life eternal.